The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
All right, we have Dr. Raj.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, me and you know, yeah, you need to unmute your mic there, sir. Yeah.
Yes, I realize that. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Good afternoon to you and the listeners.
Yeah, man. So I gave the introduction. This is Dr. Raj here. So we're talking about, you know, the toy that was given to the goodie bag and try. Maybe because it's on such a broad-based thing, people are so wow, but sex toys are nothing new. You talk to the average female, she probably has a toy. Maybe other females there with toys that men or, you know, people may not know of. But why is that so, a sex toy? You know, why are people so taboo about it?
Well, there are two sides to that story, you know, Base.
Mm-hmm.
One, because of our island and the way we live and the variety of individuals we have and religion and all those things. And the other side is freedom. Now, of course, you know I am the pioneer when it comes to sex toys and the sex toys business in Trinidad. I am the person responsible for having these things available to each and everyone. When I started off, it was something that was taboo, very taboo. As a matter of fact, it was not even being allowed to be sold. And I fought my way through customs and everything else to make it legal as it is now. So now a person can freely say, I'm giving away sex toys. You couldn't do that 5 years ago,
wow.
2 years ago.
Yeah, I remember time when in the airport, you're bringing it in, they took all your toys and, you know?
Yeah, they'll seize it from you.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, if a mass band decides to give away a sex toy as part of their goodie bag, there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the individual side, accept it or not accept it. But I think if you're giving out something to the females, you should give out something to the males.
Right. What do you suggest?
Well, there are many things that you can give out. There's something called a pocket pussy. There's different vibrating devices and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So you could give something like that to the male.
Yeah, but
so
do you
can't make it one-sided and accept and expect that society is just going to accept one side of it.
Right.
You're going to have those who are totally against these things in society, and they're going to stand out and say, "Hey, this is not right," but they can't tell you why it's not right.
Right.
You know, so I think if I read the article correctly. It is about a general degeneration of Carnival and what has happened over the years. But you know, Carnival is bacchanal.
Yeah, of course. I know
and
that.
Carnival has always been something that went against the masses. I'm sure at one time, because of race and religion, you couldn't have certain types of Carnival celebration.
Yeah.
You had the riots and you have all these things that took place way before our modern era. And even there was a time in the 70s, Spot Calypso was not even being allowed to play on radio.
Now
you have people cursing in songs and it's okay.
Yeah, boy.
They're giving you the raw words in songs and not that it's being played on radio because you have the radio version.
Yeah.
But it's being played publicly.
Right.
So society has transformed itself into many different factors. I don't think tribe is contributing to the degeneration of society.
Mm-hmm.
I think what they're doing is empowering people in a different way.
Yeah, but what do you say it's promoting? It would promote safe sex. You see, that you know people think Carnival, you know,
any masturbatory device is something that people use for safe sex. Whether it be a blow up doll, a masturbation device for male, or something for female, it does promote safe sex. But one of the problems we have in society is that once we hear the word sex, we start to cringe. So sex toys, sex movies, sex this or sex that will make people cringe.
Yeah.
Because of the word sex.
Hmm. Why are people still so like that? I mean, sex. Some parents cannot even talk to their children about sex, which is what leads to so many problems.
Well, over the years, you have had persons growing up in what we call a semi-conservative society. Especially when it comes to taboo subject and sex being the number one taboo subject. So our parents, grandparents were never educated about things that were sexual.
Mm-hmm.
So they themselves don't have the education. So if you ask a parent to talk to a child about things that are sexual, for them they hear the word sex or sex education, they think it's about intercourse or penetration. Because they themselves are not educated enough. That's why my program Sexplosion ran for 24 years successfully. Because I was there educating, informing people about things that are sexual.
Right.
And of course, it was entertaining. I mean, you and I did programs together also.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But remember, we tried to do it on TV. And because TVs are more visual, and there was an uproar against it. And of course, the time
right.
as well.
You were the director there at one time. And, and yes, we understood what was happening. Mm-hmm. And I understood what the television station was trying to do also.
Right.
But again, it has a lot to do with the way we were brought up. Now, if you educate the adults properly, if you empower them with information, they can now speak to their children, their loved ones, and give them that information in a correct manner. But we're still not equipped for that base. And that is our major problem. In society, we are not properly equipped for that. And I still try through social media and other means to educate people. I do that every single day of my life. I believe in education because I believe it empowers people. I know some people may condemn me because I educate sexually on things of a sexual nature. But that's my training. That's what I choose to do as my profession. It is my choice.
Yeah, of course.
I don't push it on anyone. And I try my best not to to construct it in a way that each and everyone can learn something from it.
Right. But do you think in this day and age, right, where we have the sexual predator, things may be going on in a home that a mother may not be aware of, a father may not be aware of? I mean, it is important to have these conversations.
It's very important to have these conversations, and it's not something that, okay, people who are predators will be predators regardless. And it has been happening in society for years.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it we bury under the carpet. We don't want to believe it's happening in our homes, in our society, in our village, in our institutions. There are people who go to certain institutions because they have easy access to persons that they can groom. And that's a given. Because they will study society just as much as the law enforcement agency will study criminal activities and other things. So there are individuals who will do these things. But the bottom line is, if we take a concerted effort and create something whereby we can educate the public, and I talk about each and every day or each and every week or each and every month, and get people to buy into the idea that if you are better educated, you can protect society more. And I'm talking about protect, and that's a very serious word, protect society more when it comes to sexual predators, when it comes to safety of oneself. You have so much STDs and STI. Nobody talks about these things in a constructive way. I haven't seen anyone picked up on what I have done on Power 102 and other stations and your station and whatever.
Yeah, but there's nobody who could do it like you. I mean, come on, if you can't find nobody to talk about this subject like you.
Well, that's because they're not properly trained, first and foremost, and they don't have the education that I have. I'm not tooting my horn, but basically, you know my foundation.
Yeah, man.
But what I'm saying is that no institution in our country, ministry in our country, would approach me and say, Raj, let's do this. Let's do that. Create a package where we can go to communities and speak to people, the adults in society. Let's do that. Let's sponsor a program on television or radio where we have open discussion about these things. Because it's not only lecturing to people, you know. It has to be a discussion. Just as how you talking to me and I'm responding to you, we need that in society because we need to find out what the grassroots are thinking. What the person on the ground level, what is happening to them. And this goes for the man who is cutting the grass, literally, to the guy who owns the savanna. So everyone in between needs the education. Money, you can have all the money in the world. If you don't have that education, you still don't know anything. There are individuals out there who don't know anything about their own sexual life. They live a false life when it comes to their own sexual life. But getting back to the topic, and I don't want to stray from the topic too much.
Right.
The point is, Tribe found a niche to get coverage.
Because everybody talking about it, publicity.
Everybody will be talking
everybody
about
talk,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone who collects their package is going to unbox it I'm going to put up something on TikTok.
And I am sure there are women right now who rushing to join tribe just to get a rose.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Because sex sells. Anything sexual sells. You'll watch an advertisement that dealing with car oil, and you'll see somebody showing a sexy woman and say, "That's my wife."
Right. I remember. Years ago with Benson and Hedges, a cigarette is a woman they used to smoke the cigarette. So just sold the cigarette.
Correct. Right. Correct. Because sex sells. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, sex sells, and society have to understand that. So all the institutions that we have that would be against it, I understand their perspective because I understand spirituality and those things also. But I'll tell you one thing. They must understand that sex is spiritual. Sex is a spiritual thing. And they tend to divorce the spiritual aspect of sex because you're using the word sex. But it is there. So if one understands spirituality, they will understand that there is a level of sexuality in spirituality. Whether it's something that you learn to control or sometimes that you use for expression, if you do your research, you'll find out these things. So you cannot tell yourself, or bury your head in the sand and say, "Hear what? We don't want this in society, or we need to legislate against it." Imagine you asking the government to come into this now, to control this. So what we're going to have a state that is being controlled by everything. Those who don't agree with it, you have a choice.
But maybe there's a problem with, you know, you're giving it away in such a public forum. If somebody wants to buy it for their personal, they would go and buy it. What do you say about that?
That's what I said. I understand both sides of this story. Because I understand why tribe is doing it. They want the publicity. Right?
Yeah.
And you're doing it in a public forum. No matter you will offend. There are persons with the band who will not want to take a vibrator. Although they play mass. Because of their religion, because of their upbringing, because of other things. They want to play mass because it's part of Trinidad culture. It's part of the experience. But they may feel offended that somebody's giving them something for sexual gratification. Because they might ask, should I use this while I'm in the band jumping up? Should I go home and use it and not jump up in the band? All these are legitimate questions. So there are persons who are going to be offended by it. And there are those who are going to embrace the idea of getting a sex toy free. Now, and I'm putting a plug here, if it's a cheap Chinese sex toy, it's going to damage you. It's going to hurt you. And I mean that because of the material that it's made from. If it's one that you can sell in the United States and it has that FDA approval, it's fine. So they should check that also. Because a cheap sex toy is not something I recommend for anyone. You can get burns from it. And I'm talking about chemical burns, not fire burn.
Definitely. So besides the rose, what other things are available that are popular with the ladies?
Vibrators, finger vibes. Those are the number one things. Now, if you're giving away a rose, let me ask you a question. Should they give out dildos next year?
Well, who knows what they will do next year?
No, I'm asking. What are they going to give out next year? Are they going to give out a 10-inch dildo, a 14-inch dildo, a 2-inch dildo? What are they going to give out next year? Because you have set a standard. So if you have set that standard, we're giving out a rose today, which is popular. For the last 2 years, roses are very popular. But come next year, there'll be something new, something much more expensive. You have, okay, for example, why don't they give out a jackrabbit, which is 10 times the cost of a rose? But people might demand that. We want a jackrabbit next time.
Jackrabbit.
Or we want a dildo. So where do you draw the line? You have started something, but can you continue with it as you go along? Is it a cheap Chinese toy, or is it a good toy that somebody could use without it causing harm to them? And people have to ask this question, what are you giving me? You're giving me it in a goodie bag, but is it something safe for me to use? Safety.
And sometimes people tend to think where things are given away like this in bulk, it might be rejected products. Well, I hope not in this case.
And you might be very correct about that.
You get at a discount.
You giving away this in bulk, it has to be something that may not meet the standards for international sales. And it may be something that did not meet the standard for international sales. So if it was being sold for, let's say, $20
wholesale,
yeah.
all of a sudden you could pick it up for $5.
Next thing is a bunch of used ones.
I don't think they'll have so many used rolls out there. I don't know the size of a tri-band, but I expect that it's going to be more than 1,000 women in there.
Mm-hmm, definitely, yeah.
Right. So you're not going to get 1,000 used rolls.
Mm-hmm.
But you might get 1,000 rejected rolls.
Oh, boy.
I'm very serious about that.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Nobody has asked that question. Is it a rejected toy?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a toy that is up to standard?
No, I guess there's only...
very serious... All the women should be asking that question.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Ask the person who is giving it away.
Mm.
Right? What is the certification of the toy? Because the toys do have certification, huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah? It could be sold internationally, meaning it will not have chemical release from it and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
If the battery life of it is X amount of a time.
Yeah.
Different things. You have to know what you're asking about. So when I saw it, I said, it have a lot of things coming in that people even know about, boy.
Hmm. Yeah, because that's a lot. I mean, the thing with bringing in the toys as immigration, stop that nonsense if somebody wants to bring in a toy in their person, because...
Well, we have put a stop to that.
Right.
We have put a stop to customs, not immigration, customs.
Customs, okay.
Immigration has nothing to do.
Yeah, true, right. Customs,
is about
yes.
letting people into the country. Mm-hmm. But customs. But we have put a stop to that. And thank God for that. But there's danger in doing that. Because every Tom, Dick, and Harry Lal now could import anything that they want.
Mm.
But it might be something that is rejected for international sales.
Right.
Because Trinidad is a dumping ground also.
Mm. And what if, let's say, should a gentleman have a problem if he finds his wife, girlfriend, or woman with a toy?
No, but you see, you can use a toy for the enhancement of your relationship. But there are a lot of men, because of their ego, they think that it is a replacement for themselves. Because what a toy can do, a man cannot do. You cannot vibrate any part of your body like a vibrator. And a toy, a rose, is a vibrator. So no part of the human anatomy could vibrate like that. So you have competition there. But if you use it together, it is an enhancement for your relationship. And don't see it as a threat.
Hmm. All right, very well, good. So as your place, you would recommend, where are some places that women could get you? You sell the rose? You sell the actual rose?
I sell all sexual products.
All sexual products.
If there is something that is new on the market, they will send a sample for me to check it out, and I will recommend or not recommend it. Yes, you can get it at any one of my outlets, any one of my stores, and we're going nationwide now.
Mm-hmm.
We're all over the south, we're in central, and we're in St. Augustine.
Nice, man. Well, Dr. Raj on the line. Well, Dr. Raj, thank you very much about, weighing in on the topic here, and we'll see what happens. Huh?
Well, it's a topic that's going to be around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be discussing it. I'm sure persons will want to call your program and discuss it now. And they have to think about the legitimate questions that I brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And they should start asking the promoters of the band what exactly is being given out.
All right. Let's just take some calls here. There's a gentleman here. Free to take a call from this guy,
Now, hello. Go ahead, man.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Comrade Base, and good afternoon, Dr. Raj. I mean, I did some business with you in the past, but I wouldn't give you the history. But the brain. We know sex is spiritual because of the brain. The brain is the number one sex organ in your body.
All right.
And your brain is always in search of an orgasm. We know that. But, Dr. Raj, you're talking about cheap sex toys coming from China. China is having a problem right now because their population growth is slowing and it's heading south. And
well, that's because of the policies of the government when they were only allowing people to have one child.
No. It's being blamed mainly on the woman, their independence, their incomes, and and they don't want to be bothered. So it's being blamed on sex toys.
I wouldn't blame sex toys because it's a phenomenon that is happening worldwide. Do you know to maintain your population in a country, you must have 2 1/3 of a child? Well, of course, it's not 1/3 of a child. It's 2 to 3 children.
Mm-hmm.
In Trinidad, most couples only having 2 children. So we will have the very same problem in time to come.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So throughout the world, you're having that problem except for India. They have a population growth.
All right, let's take another call. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon to Dr. Raj Ramnanan.
Yes, I'm happy, boy.
But I don't know what's the big deal about Dean Akin as a master businessman. Right? You remember costumes going through the roof, you know? Trying to find something to stimulate for business.
Stimulate, right? I like that word.
Yeah. Dr. Raj Ramnanan, you still have your place. People have been asked, you still have your place in Maraval?
No.
I don't know where all the women that is friends to me, most of them are Rose. So I don't understand where is the...
Oh, you know that.
I don't like men, you know, I have female friends, I have discussions, so I don't know what's the big taboo about those things, you know. Raj did his job over the years, you know what I mean. I don't think you'd have any Trinidadian or Tobago that don't know Raj Ramnanan and his program that he used to have on 102. But as I say, master stroke move by Dean Akin again, them is the kind of people I like to be around. You have stimulated the conversation, you have grabbed the headlines. And women are going to be rushing because Carnival is woman. Going to be rushing to play this bar now because of the hike. And the fees have gone up, eh? Because the costume's gone up, yes.
Exactly
what I said. Costume's gone up.
Yeah, of course, well, yeah.
Yeah. So out of finances, stimulate interest. So I don't know, Raj. Yeah, so Raj Ramnanan, boy, as I said, there's good program you're bringing in. That's the sexologist that everybody knows in Trinidad Tobago. You
guru.
Stay strong, Dr. Raj Ramnanan, the guru, man.
Thank you very much. What about Dr. Raj, where people would say, especially men would say, you know, they have a lot of women, this independent woman, and we don't need a man, and we don't need a man. Does this sex toy add to the point that a woman really doesn't need a man?
For sexual gratification, there's a point there, but for communication, for chemistry, for love, stability, you do need the opposite sex. Not only needing a man, but you do need to have a partner. Whether it be same sex or opposite sex, well, that society has gone in many different directions when it comes to that. But the point is, there is nothing to substitute the touch of a human being. There's nothing to substitute speech with another human being.
Some people say you talk to AI.
Well, AI still cannot. AI could converse with you based on what you put out, but it will not have the reaction that you will get from a normal human being. And at the end of the day, that's what you want. You want that stimulation, that chemistry between two human beings.
All right, I hear you. Some might beg to differ because we're becoming a real society where, you know, why do I like to deal with people now? Why dealing with people so hard sometimes?
Well, you have individuals who don't, but they don't even know how to communicate with each other. They don't know how to speak with one another. They don't know how to speak to the opposite sex. They can text. They can send a WhatsApp or email, but they don't know how to approach a young man or a young lady and say, good afternoon, how are you?
Yeah.
They don't know that. Yeah, so we're losing certain skills.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you lose those skills, you dehumanize the human being.
Right. I remember a time I was on a train. I was on a train in New York, and this young lady was reading a book called How to Make Friends and Influence People. Right, yeah. So I look at her and say, excuse me, miss, there's something wrong with the men in New York City. You're so beautiful, because if you have to read a book like that, something has to be wrong. And she said, well, this is my problem. You see, I like how you came up here and talked to me like that and stuff. I can't do that. So I had to read a book like this. I say, wow.
Right. Yeah. Because, again, you and I, maybe we know how to approach someone in a manner that they would not feel intimidated. But now you have women who have these earbuds in the air and you can't speak to them.
Mm-hmm.
Noise cancelling. So they can't even hear what you say. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I saw somebody trying to get a woman's attention because she dropped her wallet.
Right,
she wasn't taking them on.
Yeah, she does. And sometimes you tell somebody good morning, good afternoon, good evening, you feel you want to come on to them or track them or something. You're just being polite, a human being.
Exactly.
You know?
So we're dehumanizing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like a conversation. I like if I see someone. Okay, most guys, when they pass each other in the mall or wherever, they will nod to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Most guys will do that. If you recognize the person or whatever, you just nod to one another. Persons are no longer doing that because everybody feels that they're better than the other person. And all these little things that, you know, it's about the ego and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that many times you see a nice woman and you can't even compliment her. You can't do that because she's not taking you on.
Yeah, well, how you do it? You can't be like, oh gosh, girl.
No, of course not, please. Mm. You know that. We are gentlemen. We will never do that.
Yeah.
we would say good afternoon, good morning. How are you? You dress nicely today. I like how you look.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, a compliment. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean I want to take you home.
Yeah. You know, it's a different time now,
Very different time. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have to keep pace with the times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we need program where we can talk to individuals and talk about these things openly.
Yeah, man. So all the ladies out there listening with a rose, well, hey, I guess you have it. And of course,
you might be busy with the rose right now.
Right now, you never know. You're hearing Dr. Raj. And where can we find Dr. Raj out there, man? You know?
St. Augustine, 645-4543. Or you know my cell number, 740-1961.
All right,
it's
man.
It's public.
Thank you very much, Raj Bhai.
The best insight. Instant feedback. Accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.